I like Patch Club. Been singing Patch the Pirate for a few years. Tell my wife we used to, at a lake we used to swim at when we were little. And it was had a gate combination to it. You paid, I can't remember, it was like $100 or something for the whole summer. You have your own lake. People, I used to say it was a hippie swimming hole. And that's kind of what it was, where our country was with the that was popular. But anyways, you had to have the combo and had a gatekeeper. And all summer long, we'd come home, we'd sing Patch the Pirate. We'd sing the... it's fun now. I mean, like, you watch, see the news, see what America... And Patch the Pirate's got one of their episodes, The Key to America's Greatness, and they're going around and the Bonkinland rats are trying to figure out the secret to America's greatness, and they're seeing America's preachers, and they're seeing the land itself, and they... visit Daniel Boone, and they visit D.L. Moody, and they visit Abraham Lincoln, people that wouldn't compromise and all these things, and just that there's not just the one thing, except it's the preaching of the gospel that makes us different. There's no other, and countries that have done it and have stuck with it, they've been blessed. When you go away from God's Word, you're just a land full of people unguided. You're back in the book of Judges, people doing whatever they want. Nobody in the media can even quote Judges. I'm waiting every day. It's like people are just doing whatever they want. Quote it. Quote the scripture. Quote it. I mean, there's some people that are so close. So like, just quote the Bible. It's exactly what, if we would look at what God's already said these things. Get on board with the Bible. You know what's going to happen. You know what's taking place. Learn your history. See from this stuff. Oh, this is a great idea. It's not new. The Bible says it's not new. Love God, love your neighbor, mercy. We're in Matthew chapter number 5, and we're going to finish our chapter 5 today, Lord willing. And we're talking about our title in the bulletin, Children of Your Father, Children of Your Father. Matthew chapter number 5, and we are going to be starting verse number 42. Last time we'd preached, we'd talked about going with somebody the 2 miles after we were asked to go 1 mile by law, and referencing back to the Jewish law and to the Roman rule that they were to carry a soldier's pack or his gear or his kit or whatever you would call it, at least a mile post, all the roads were marked, everything was calculated, it was the Roman machine, everything was by it, you serve us, we've conquered you. I know a lot of times we think, man, a lot of Christianity, but they practice Christianity underneath subordination to the Roman Empire. I mean, you talk about tough, they had it tough, but it flourishes. Verse 42, give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away. Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. Father, we do pray that you would bless this morning your word. And Lord, what a challenge it is to us. We do not try to do this in the flesh. There's no way. Father, this is against the flesh. It's against what we know. And only by yielding ourselves to thee can we do these things you've asked us to. Father, I pray if there be one in here today that is without salvation, without a knowledge in their heart, knowing that they have secured salvation through Christ, I pray that you'd work in that heart today. You'd speak to them. And Father, just pray that you'd bring them to yourself and you would do the work. We love you. We thank you so much for our church family. Thank you for an open Bible. Father, a country where we can preach, and I pray that you would bless the pulpits today. I do pray for Brother Josh and Ms. Sabrina this morning that you would bless them as they work with the young people. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Love your enemies. Love your enemies. Easier said than done. Love your enemies. And I think thinking about how you'd even start, right? Maybe not have any enemies. That'd be a good one. Let's not have any enemies. Oh, you're not my enemy. No, I'm your enemy. No, you're not my enemy, right? Telling the men in Sunday school, a lot of ideas I despise. I hate this ideology. It's bad. Doesn't start good, ends even worse, and there's no help in between. So many of the world's ideologies are meant to help only a few people, a few greedy people, and everybody else is to suffer. And I just like, look, I mean, I don't want to take God out of it, but if you just removed and said, look at this system versus this system versus this system, and I said, look at the amount of people that are helped here. Only this little bit of people are helped, and everybody else has to do for them. And I said, why would you ever want to do that? Why would you do that? And then we see that God has a plan for us, and that we could live free no matter what system we're in. That's one of the blessings about the Bible and the Word of God and Christianity. It's like, oh, I have to be in a capitalistic, free American society for Christianity to work. Nope, doesn't have to be. Doesn't have to be. It can work anywhere. Now, it's tough, but it can work anywhere. It's working today in China. It's working today in Russia. It's working today, dare I say, in North Korea. Are we going to hear about it? Not going to hear about it. Has God's Word got into North Korea? Yes, it has. Bible promises it doesn't return void. It goes in. It's doing a work. And we'll not hear a lot about it, per se, which is, you know, it is what it is. But we pray God would do a work, even in these places where we look and say, well, I don't even know what goes on there. But keep from having enemies is a good way. I think about, this morning, looking at it, it's like, boy, do you have somewhere? It's like, well, this is all you have to do. I don't have anything like that. You know, when it comes to these things, you are constantly looking to God every person, every time, every conversation. God, what would you have me to do here? Love your enemy. So I don't know what you want to put in there for your enemy. I don't want to hate anybody, but there are some ideas I do despise, and I think it's not a bad thing to despise anti-Christian principles, anti-God principles, to despise those, not the people that carry them or pack them around or preach them. I don't want to hate them, but I want to be, say, if I had to argue to put away, to try to separate from the argument, the person and the things they're saying, and not to come out as against them physically is tough. It's not easily done. But with God's help, we can do these things. Love your enemies. Then another thing I think about, I have less enemies. I do not make enemies of people I pray for. I can't do it. If I'm going to take the time and get down and pray for somebody, I will not hate them. I just won't. And even if it's somebody I like, it's like, man, I got a problem here. It's like, man, have you been praying for them? They got to pray for them. Get out and pray for them. Say, get out and pray for Nancy. Get out and pray for Chuck Schumer. Get out and pray for president. It's tough to do. You don't even want to do that. But that's sorry, right? Because with Christ inside, we should be able to do it. Say, God help these people. But dried up, wretched. Oof. But you got to. If I had an enemy in life, they'd be somebody that preaches that stuff, right? They help themselves. The whole mess. The whole lot of them. It's just a mess. Mess. Love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. In verse 45, if you just had 44, but God gives us 45. 45 helps us so much with 44, that ye may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. Not because it's good to do, not because you think it's the right thing to do, not because it's different, not because it'll really get them. It's because you're children of the Father. And that's what He would do. Why do you do what you do? Because the Father would have us to do this. He would have us to do this. And we need to look. It says, your Father which is in heaven, maketh His Son to rise on the evil and on the good. Okay? He does that. He does that. Why do bad things happen to good people? And the answer is because He loves them. Why do good things happen to good people? because he loves them. Why do bad things happen to bad people? Because he loves them. And why do good things happen to bad people? Because he loves them. The world will tear it apart and be like, oh, it happened to those. Evil happened to the evil person because God hates them and God, no, he loves them. The Bible says he loves them. And he makes good things happen to all people. And he makes evil things and bad things happen to all people. God doesn't show favorites. That's what he's getting at. You're going to live this life and be sane. Look to the Father and the way he would treat people. That's how we're supposed to treat people. Is it easy? No, it's not. It's not easy in the flesh to do it. That's why you got to submit to God. God, help me not to tear this person apart with my hands or my speech. Humble yourself. Take it. Listen to it. And just go on. You'll be better. Listen, I don't want to live my life an angry, crusty, old, young, whatever. I want to do it. I see it. And when you take these people and turn them into political cartoons, they even become more shrunkled and shriveled up and crotchety and mean looking. I'm like, but that still looks like them. It looks like, oh, that's terrible. I would not want to look like that. They look like soulless people. It's terrible. Don't want to be like that. I want to have joy. If I had 5 minutes with Nancy, we work on smiling. Nancy, put a mask on. We're going to smile. I teach her just like Pastor Mike. We're going to smile. We're going to do it. And we're going to talk about grandkids and retirement. No, I'm just kidding. But, I mean, smile. Enjoy life. You can enjoy your life. You look at it and say, oh, you're on the top. Do you really enjoy life? You know? They want you to die, and what do you got? We're on the top. You got nothing. You got nothing. A life isn't worth the living when we live that way. Children of the Father. I look at your kids, you get older, and you look at your young people, and you look at pictures, and you look at different things. It's one of the awesome things of being a parent is you're watching your kids grow up, and then you look at your spouse and be like, that's you, or that's me, or like, that's definitely you, okay? You know, I'll play that game, you know, and you look at it, and you think like, well, no, I can't claim that's me, that's terrible, that's absolutely me, you know? Or you say, were you like that? Were you really like that? Like, we were driving to church today, and I was like, I must have been, I was just like, oh, it had to have been me. I was like, I can't imagine you being like that. It had to have been me. But I don't remember that part. God's grace, he blanked all those days out. And I just like all the terrible things. I just don't remember. You know, you look and you say, that's me. Or that's you. And it's funny, it doesn't have to be, you know, me. It could be my daughter, right? And the boys, they could do something like, it could be their mom. It could be a mannerism, a stance, a face. And it's amazing how those things go through the generations. You can look back and say, oh man, you got grandma's chin, or you got grandpa's ears, or you got this, or you got that. Or he makes that same face, or they did this. And what the Father's looking for is his love. That's what he's looking for. That I'm a giver. I gave my son for everybody, and I want my children to be the same. I want you to be able to give. You don't think so. You go to 45, he says, children of the Father. 44, he says, love your enemies. 42, he says, give to him that asketh thee. That's all his traits. You could go from the top down and be like, there's no way I can do that in the flesh. That's even harder in the flesh. That's even down here, it says, because God does so, you should do it too. Because that's the way the Father is. And if you're God's child, now I'm not at this, if you're not God's child this morning, this is not for you. There's no way you could do this. Makes no sense. It goes against the flesh. But man, when I get Christ inside, how can I not be a giver? How can you be a shriveled up, just a greedy soul and claim to have Christ? He went around and preached the greatest message that could ever be preached with nothing, had nothing. With people that he told, look, you don't need a lot to do this. You need bread to go the next day. Just like the children of Israel had bread to go the next day. You just need meat for a day. That's what you need. Oh, Lord, how'd you get meat? I can't believe it. We went to the town and where do you mean? He says, my meat's to do the will of him what? That sent me. I'm on a mission from God to do his will. So 45, it gives us our direction. It gives us our bearings. That ye may be the children of your Father. And that's where, I mean, as a young person and then you're growing up, there's not a lot of pain that hurts worse than disappointing your parents. It's when you get to love your parents. I mean, you're a little kid and you're growing up and you're getting things figured out. You're these guys downstairs, man. You're glad for Christmas and you're glad for different stuff. And you're glad for mom and dad and you're glad for these things. When you get a little older and you see how the world really is, or you see some of your friends that don't have parents, and you see how it is, and you see like, whoa, I'm glad I got mom and dad. Now, I'm too cool. I might not say I love my mom and dad, but I do. And I really miss mom. I really miss mom and dad, right? And then you get a little bit older, and you say you did something, you think, oh, I hurt God's feelings, and I hurt my parents' feelings. And it just is a bummer, and it doesn't feel good. You get to that stage and you want to, it gives you this drive, like, I want to please my folks. I want to please my heavenly Father. And just like a parent looking down to help somebody, I mean, you get to that spot as a parent where you say, look, I ain't helping you on this. Like, I'm praying for you. I'm with you. I'm in your corner, but, right? You're helping them along, and you got to do it. And the Father said, man, I'm there for you, but, right? You got to do it. I'll give you the words to say. You got to say them. And that's why I encourage everybody. It's like, I can't do it. I know, but you can do it in God. You can do it. He doesn't love me more than He loves you. He can give you words to say. He gives me words to say. He doesn't love me any more than He loves you. You can do it. Trust Him. You can do it. He will help you. He'll help you do these things that He's asking you to do. Can you imagine trying to do all this stuff in the flesh? Unbelievable. Unbelievable list. But then we have 45, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. Verse 45 says, for He maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good. Okay? We like the sunshine in Alaska, bless God. We like it. We like it a lot. And then also here, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Well, I sure don't like rainy days. Farmers do. Farmers love them. Yeah, you get rain at the wrong time, it's not good. It's like getting snow at the wrong time, it's not good, right? You get that rain, 4th of July day, it's supposed to be a nice, beautiful day. Black cloud comes over. I don't want that rain. I am thankful. I was talking to a guy at the post office the other day. I said, it looked like cool up on the hills, like the first year we were up here. I said, we hopefully not burn on years like that. It'll be nice. And said, the fish will be happy. The fish will be happy. We won't have fires. But again, how many people in your life have asked you, why do good things happen to bad people? Why do bad things happen to good people? And the answer is always the same, because God loves them no less or no more. Well, he doesn't. It's not a human. We're not stacking up values according to our own. It's God. So everybody's got a chance. And that's the blessing. Everybody has the chance to be loved by God. Everybody should have a chance to be loved by us. Right? Give them a hearing. Give them a shot and listen to them and help them. Verse 46, I am not for comparisons, because I don't think God is. Paul told us that if we compare ourselves amongst ourselves, the Bible says that we're not what? It says we're not wise. I want to go about it in a wise way. And you have to be careful, because even like parenting or whatever, you just start, you get in the flesh, you start rattling off cliches instead of the Word of God. Why can't you be like, right? What did you just do? You just went against the Bible. You just compared. And it doesn't matter if you say like your brother or like, you know, the golden boy at school or the golden girl at school or the golden boy at church or the golden girl at church or whatever. And you compare them to that. You're going to make them just drive them to love those people, aren't you? No, they hate their guts. And every time they see them, they're going to hope they trip and fall off the podium. And they hope they're going to get tackled for a loss or fumble the ball. Or they think they're going to do this or mess up. And it's comparisons are never good. They're not good. So you don't want to use them. You're like, oh, you can just be like, now you say, well, I'm going to motivate to use it. Watch out. I just say, watch out. Okay, don't do it. It's not a Bible thing. God's not into that. So I say that in preface for 46. For if ye love them which love you. Okay? What reward have ye? What's special about loving people that love us? Is that a hard thing to do? No. In fact, I don't think about it as much. Like, I don't sit there and think about all these people that love me. when things are going good. Now, when things are on the down, I think about, you know, because we talk about it, we sing songs, we sing Count Your Blessings. Well, Thanksgiving time comes up, we do Pine and Praise, love Pine and Praise, right? And people talk about all the good things that have happened. We did it once we got back into church. We had that special testimony service. We say, man, what's God done for you the last 2 months? You know, and Lord blesses. He does these things. If you love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same. Okay? Publican. Okay? Chugiak. Peter's Creek. Eklutna. Brother Joe's in charge of Eklutna. And Pastor, you get Peter's Creek. And Brother Tom will give you Chugiak. And, you know, your tax base $1 million, and yours is $1.5 million. Brother Tom's $2 million. That's tax base. So you got to get that much taxes out of the people in your little community, right? He said, okay, I'll do it. So Joe's got $1 million, right? So he gives the government $1 million. Now his job is to get at least $1 million so he breaks even. But Joe loves money. And so for the illustration, right? So he's not going to come up with $1 million. He ain't going to come up with $1.5 million because they, you know, Miss Shelley, we're going places, right? So it's like, how do you get $1.5 million? Well, you got to put it to people, right? You got to put it to them. Well, I thought my dad, yeah, that was last year. This is this year. You hear me? Right. Oh, man. Those are the publicans. Think the Jews love them? See them coming around? Right? No. There was no right or wrong. There was what they said. Backed up by the guy with the spear and the sword. Yeah. Thou shalt pay the man. Right? My kid's college. Give it here. You know, I think of the old Robin Hood, you know, and there's no money. They take the last farthing, right? They'd hate him. But even some of the publicans loved each other. I mean, maybe Brother Joe would love Publican Page over here and the next kind of Publican Frazier over here, right? I mean, hey, wonderful. But what about the people that don't love you, right? He's saying even the publicans can muster up love for people that love them. And so he's not comparing, but he's just showing. There's nothing outstanding. How are we, because this is what we're trying to show, that there's a difference in Jesus Christ and in the world. If in your mind you say, well, there's no difference between Christ and the world, we missed it somewhere. We didn't teach it right. Something's wrong, right? When Jesus came, he turned everything upside down. The people that followed him turned things upside down. They messed things up. Not for the sake of messing things up, but he told them, he said, look, you've heard from old time. It was this way. He says, it's going to be like this. You're going to love these people. And he said, the publicans, what reward have ye? You're not even the publicans the same. And if ye salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? And then again, it's not a comparison. It's not, well, I've heard this preached. I've heard, well, the Mormons do this and they do this. And if we got to do more than that, then we're not. I don't want to be the Mormon. They're going straight to hell. I don't want to be a god on a planet. I don't want anything to do with that stuff. I care about their soul. I want to witness to them. I want to talk to them. But I'm not trying to out-achieve or outdo any of them. I want to have a walk with God. I want them to have a walk with God. And when you talk to them, that's where you drive them to Christ. And they squiggle and try to get away. You don't try to put them between, well, I'm a Baptist and you're that. No, you try to put them to the Lord Jesus and the light just shines and they run like a roach. It works every time. You say, well, I guess you're about, you know, building off what you can do. And we're about what's already been done and about our relationship with the Lord. You're trying to get them to Christ. But I'm not trying to compare myself with them. Hopefully we can see those things this morning. Our love for others must come from the Father. Through the Son, through us. Has to. Otherwise, I look at people and just be like the next person. Ugh. Oh, hey, Keith, how's it going? Oh, that's my friend. Hey, how's it going? Right? And all's well. And I can love them. But now I look at the person I don't love and be like, ugh, and hate them. That's the world. That is the world. Publicans can do that. They hate the people they don't like and love the people that they do. But Jesus is asking us to love even our enemies. So in a sense, there wouldn't be anybody on this planet that we could not love if we would let God work in our life. Verse 47, if you salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so. God wasn't against the person that was the publican, right? Who is the little man up in the tree? that Jesus found that was shorter than everybody else? What was his profession? Okay, tax man. He's a publican. People hated his guts, right? Jesus is around Zacchaeus just for a little while. What happened to him? He became a giver. Isn't that crazy? I mean, no, it shouldn't be, right? That's the pattern. If you get around Christ, instead of, you loosen your grip on stuff. We talked about
your heart being guarded. Give it. It's not always about money. About yourself. Lend your heart out. It's going to get stomped on a little bit. People take advantage of it a little bit. It's going to happen. Right? They took advantage of the Lord. It's going to happen. But he says, give. Somebody's asking you, give. I got to talk to somebody. Oh, sorry, man. I don't really got time right now. No, talk to him. Talk to him. Put him on speaker. Put him on Bluetooth. Talk to him. Whatever. Talk to him. Listen. That's what they need right then. They don't need a million. They need one ear. That's all they need. Give it to him. Would you give it to him? Give it to him. I mean, some Christians act like Jesus went around giving out a million to everybody. Oh, you need $1 million? Here you go. There's all your problems to be solved. There's $1 million. Oh, there's $1 million. Yo, if I give this guy $10, that's like, oh, no, what did I do? No, give to him. I was driving around Anchorage the other day. I said, God, there has to be a way that I can look at somebody holding a cardboard sign and give them something that would be a blessing and a help. Grandpa used to preach in the Union Gospel Mission. And I don't know that much about the one in Anchorage, but I'm going to look into it and figure out if they're preaching the gospel in the Union Gospel Mission. I hope they are, but I don't know. And I'm going to work on getting us like either a track or something that we can put along with something. And when I go to town, I got it together that I could say, hey, here it is, versus the reinventing the wheel type thing, right? But man, somebody has need and you want to help them. Tents are up. People are there. I mean, they're there, right? What we need is the Lord, and to be a help to them. The Bible says, verse 47, if you salute your brethren only. Okay. Well, you don't want to be in cliques. I hate Christian cliques, people. I can't stand them. I try to be ignorant. We've all talked about being ignorant about evil preacher. There's a lot of stuff in the church that's just nuts. Brother Martin was with us last week. You know, I'm always curious how people find the churches up here, you know, whether they go through the internet or whether they, you know, sometimes they call Fairbanks and they give them the list and they call all the churches, whatever. And then sometimes they're just poking around, and sometimes you call a guy and, well, brother, what do you believe about? And then you go into all these 900 questions and you figure out they're, you know, Baptist pride or some crazy thing. I'm just like, oh, my soul. I get like so upset about like that. Stuff that's not in the Bible that people major in drives me crazy. Hey, forget all that. Can you love this person over here? Lord tries to keep it pretty basic. Pretty basic. Keep you out of getting in trouble. 48, we're done this morning. Okay? So, if we went from 44 to 48, it'd be pretty depressing. It'd be tough. Love your enemies. Verse 48. Be perfect. Like, let's pray. You know, like, Lord, help us. Help us. We need more than that. We need something. We need your love. We need something. Oh, yes. Yes, you're my children. And what a promise. What a blessing that is. We're his children. You put your trust in Christ. You've received the Son and you've received the Father. And you're God's child by your choice. He maketh his Son to rise on the evil and the good. Amen. I can do this. I can love those people. Be therefore perfect. Perfect here in the Scripture, and we mention it often because the world uses the word perfect. The Bible uses the word perfect, but they're not the same word. The world gives the idea of perfect being without, you know, so without any issues, without any problems, and it's the airbrushed people. It's the people that got it all together. The backstories of everybody's lives are tattered. Everybody. It don't matter who it is. It doesn't matter. And if you don't think it is, go back one generation. I mean, you don't have to go very far. Go back two. It's a tattered. And it's not, again, not to compare, not shame, but the idea is this. Is shoot down this idea of perfect.
What's perfect? If Jesus is using the word, it must mean something. No respecter of persons. Sees us all, loves us all. Hates our sin, and He paid for it. Give it back to Him in interest. Perfect, ripened love, mature love will work for the love of all people. Being perfect or ripened, like a fruit is ripened. He said, let it be a mature love. It is a mature love that can love somebody that despises you. You got to start that. Is the other person going to start that doesn't know Christ? Why would they? Why would they do it? Their politics might not even let them do it. You understand that it's not when we talk about like political ideologies, when you talk about communism or you talk about fascism or socialism, they all start with something against this. That's where they start. Bible says there's none good. Communism says man is inherently good. All men. All men are good. That goes exactly against what the Word of God teaches. And you have to take away from this. So when we look at these things, we're trying to talk to somebody, be kind to somebody. They may not like you because they don't like the Bible. They may not like you just because of their political system says that's not how it should be. I mean, I almost mentioned it Wednesday night. I was reading this thing on media. Person was reading out of a prayer book. It was, Lord, help me hate white people. I was like, it was in this prayer book. I said, that's crazy, but it's out there. You don't know what you're going up against when you talk to people. You don't know what they're going on in there, but you really want to see work done. Just love them. Take all the stuff and just be kind and see what God does. It's just like putting that seed in. Again, you may not see returns right away. Give it some time. Jesus Christ said, let me dung it again, or I'll rip this thing out and get out of here. It's not kicking out any fruit. Well, that gimmick, let me try one more time to put some fertilizer in on it and give it a little bit of time. Because I don't fail. Love doesn't fail. It's going to work. And it just make you think about it more and invest. The things you invest in, you'll think about, by the way. You can't just do this little bit. Oh, here's a little bit of love. We'll call it good. Right? You have to invest yourself. I mean, there's times I invest myself and I look and I'm like, oh, my soul. Lord, what am I doing? You're trying to love Him, Keith. That's right. That's right. That's it. That's all we're doing. We're trying to love Him. And that's what we want Him to see. We want Him to see love, not mine, His. Why? Child of the Father. It's pretty simple. It's not about us. It's about God. It's about His plan. About Him working through us. In verse 48, He's not saying, well, you got to put on the best you. He said, just be mature. Let me work in you. Just like the trees have to let that water work in them. One of these days we're getting leaves. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I keep telling myself, right? Some tree says, no, not going to do it, right? And all that's starting to come up. Oh, no, hold it back. Can't do it. It's just coming, right? And so we got to let God work. You can almost feel flesh's grubby hands and just pulling them off, pry the fingers back, said, let God work in my life. All that takes place in your soul. So just let it. And I'm telling you, that's not, you're not getting saved again, you're not, but it just feels right. When you obey God and you let God work, He said, I'm going to just help this person. What happened? Were you the loud one? No. Were you the winner? No, it's not about winning. It's about loving. And you'll see what God can do. Be therefore perfect, even as your Father, which in heaven is perfect. He's a lover, He's a giver, and He asks nothing less of His children. Let's stand this morning. Please, thank you so much for listening. As we said before, if we don't have Christ, there's no way we're going to pull this off. If we don't have Jesus Christ, there's no way we can follow the things He's asked us to do. You can try to put on character, a good face, a good front, but it's not going to last. And what's going to keep you in it when the person you're after, they're hard. It's going to take them years. There's got a lot of stuff going on. And God says, I'm putting you here. That's why, it's so important to understand. God has a plan for your life. He has people in this world that are going to be in your, we'll use this term, web. A web. Somewhere you're connected to them. Somehow. Not a preacher. Not a missionary. You. Me. And if we're not what we're supposed to be for God, how are we going to get there? It just blows me away how connected stuff works and how God works. And like, man alive, that's why. You don't get to see that all the time. So we have to be practicing this all the time, thinking about it. You may have gotten angry at the person. God's like, man, I got that person for you. That was the one. Oh, Lord, help me be a blessing to you today. And Lord, I pray that you bring somebody in my path. And it's the person that, you know, in the flesh is like, that's my enemy. Put them right in front of you. You couldn't miss them. You know, there it. Why? Because we weren't mature, right? We weren't that mature Christian in Christ. 471 this morning. 471, cleanse me. We'll sing. Our altar's open this morning. If you need to come and pray.